Anton Jean Gros was born in Paris to a portrait painter. Before the Revolution, he trained under Jacques-Louis David, but had to flee France for a safer environment during the Revolution. He moved to Genoa, Italy in the 1790s, and there met Marie-Joseph Rose Tascher dalla Pagerie, who would become known as Josephine Bonaparte. Josephine appreciated Gros' work and introduced the young painter to her new husband, Napoleon. She also commissioned a painting of her husband by Gros, which was completed in 1796. The painting, Napoleon Bonaparte at the Pont d'Arcole, impressed Napoleon and eventually led to Gros' installment as an official painter for the Emperor Napoleon following the troops and painting their endeavors. Usually considered a romantic artist due to the emotive nature of his paintings and their brushier execution, Gros never embraced the ideology of the Romantics and largely devoted himself to presenting military events in a positive or grander light than they actually occurred, which is why Napoleon placed him in the position. Gros' most well-known painting is Napoleon Bonaparte visiting the pest house in Jaffa from 1804. In this proto-romantic painting, that points to the later style of Géricault and Delacroix, Gros depicted a legendary episode from Napoleon's campaigns in Egypt, which were from 1798 to 1801. On March 21, 1799, in a makeshift hospital in Jaffa, Napoleon visited his troops who were stricken with the bubonic plague. Gros depicted Napoleon attempting to calm the growing panic about the contagion by fearlessly touching the sores of one of the plague victims. At this time, it was believed that the plague was spread by touch, so this gesture would have made Napoleon look fearless and like a conqueror in the face of death, unlike his subordinate soldiers who recoil from the pestilence and smell. Like earlier neoclassical paintings, such as David's Death of Marat, Gros combined Christian iconography, in this case Christ healing the sick, with a contemporary subject. He also drew on the art of classical antiquity by depicting Napoleon in the same position as the ancient Greek sculpture, the Apollo Belvedere. In this way, he imbued Napoleon with divine qualities while simultaneously showing him as a military hero. But in contrast to David, Gros used warm and sensual colors and focused on the dead and dying who occupy the foreground of the painting. We'll see the same approach later in Delacroix's painting of Liberty Leading the People from 1830. Napoleon was a master of using art to manipulate his public image, and used this painting to counteract the traveling news of what had actually happened at Jaffa. In reality, he had ordered the death of the prisoners whom he could not afford to house or feed, and poisoned his troops who were dying from the plague as he retreated from the area. Gros' painting of Napoleon at Jaffa was a wild success at the Paris Salon because it was a brand new genre of painting. It was like a history painting, but it showed a contemporary event. This gave birth to a new and enormously popular genre of painting, the contemporary history painting. This new subject matter, combined with the sensationally dramatic scene in the painting, guaranteed it was well received by the public, which worked well for Napoleon. But the viewers at the Salon weren't just responding to the propagandistic subject matter and the drama of the event. They were being sucked into a story that they couldn't easily refuse, and the composition made sure of that. The triangular composition of the painting, a composition built out of the swaths of light that sweep through the painting, moves the viewer's eye from each strategic point in the painting. The sick are dimly lit across the bottom, but arranged in a sweeping curve meant to draw your eye across the more well-lit ill soldiers to Napoleon, and from Napoleon to the flag of France, which was a reminder of the good cause the soldiers were fighting for in that foreign field. This reference to the quote-unquote good cause plus Napoleon's Christ-like pose gives a subtle suggestion that these plague victims aren't just dying of disease or being abandoned by their leader. These plague victims are martyrs for the cause of France, just like Murat in David's painting from the Revolution. It was this kind of dramatic painting style with its embedded subtle messages that entrenched Gros as Napoleon's premier public relations painter, although he was obviously not called that. He was just a painter that documented the troops.